Aleisher Chelek Beis Tav Reish Lamed. Paragraph Beis HaMishnah V'Seif Meseches Seita. Moina is Kol Pirteh Yeridash La Deroyis Mechurban Abayis Ad Da'ik V'Sad HaMeshech. That famous Mishnah, and we've quoted it a number of times at Aleishur. It enumerates the details, the stages of the decline of generations from Mechurban Abayis all the way to the footsteps of Mashiach. V'Al Kol Dargoyis Yerida Chuzer HaCharuz. With every step, the Mishnah repeats the refrain, Ve'ein doyreish, ve'ein mevakesh, ve'ein shi'el. None who seeks out, nobody seeking, wanting. Al mi lanu leisho'ein al avinu shebashamayim. On whom can we rely? On our Father in heaven. Harei noisaf al kol ofdan ha'ma'alois ve'al ribuy ha'tzaros. In addition to the fact that we've lost, both collectively and individually, all sorts of accomplishments and levels, and in addition to the numerous tzaros of the galus, oid zois kenistam koach ha'derisha. Mishnah is pointing out that there's a further problem, that this power of seeking has been blocked. How is it that Klal Yisrael can be redeemed, can be saved? There's one thing that remains. On whom can we rely? On whom can we trust? Who can we trust? Emunah. That's the knowledge Hashem is there. Ani Hashem Rishoin ve'esachonim aniyu. The pasuk in Yeshayahu Mem Aleph. I am first, says Hashem, and I will be with the final ones, the last ones. Hu yisborach nimtza itanu atzuf kol adorois. He is with us until the end of all generations. Ve'alav nochal yishayin. We can rely on Him. Zehu ha'ma'avar lakoyach ha'acharon me'ha'ma'amidim. That's the transition to the last force, the last part of these ma'amidim that we discussed in paragraph Aleph, those things that sustain all the mitzvahs, ve'tzadik be'emunasoy yichyeh. Tzadik will live in his emunah. Zoi maskanas ha'gemara be'makois. That's the conclusion of the Gemara in Makois, with which we began. Elabo chavakuk ve'hemidon al-achas. He placed all the mitzvahs on a basis of one. Koyach ha'derisha u'koyach ha'medarbenes ha'adam le'ashlim es atzmo bir'as shamayim. This part of derisha, of seeking out, is that force that propels the individual to perfect himself in Yiras Shemaim. Kach mitragem Yonasan ben Uziel on that pasuk, Dirshuni, which we translate as seek me out, seek me, Tiv'u dachalta d'Hashem. Seek out Yiras Hashem. That's the word for Yira. Kvar omarnu ki Yira ya mitzvah yechidis, yechida batura, shalei neymar leman tilmad li Yira es Hashem lakecha kol hayamim. We've already said, Yira is the only mitzvah in the Torah about which it said, it says leman tilmad lir'ah, so that you should learn to have awe for Hashem in Parsha Sirei. Bechol ha'chayim anu tzachim lilmod ma yir'ah v'lizkos ela. Throughout life, a person has to learn what yir'ah is and then to earn it. Ve'ein zos el bechol ha'derisha. It comes through that power of seeking. Emuna inen acher ba. Emuna is a different concept. Ein tzorech lilmod emuna. Ein lanu ela lodas shuiz barach elokim chayim. What we need to know is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is elokim chayim. Uchmoy shuiz barach haya harishoin, as he was first before anything. Kachu nimtzayim adoros acharonim ve'ad suf kol adoris. As the Pasuk in Yeshayahu says, he is with the final generations until all generations. Es acharonim anihu. Ve'ein lanu ela lehishayin olav ve'lichyois be'emunah. We have to lean on him, rely on him, and to live within emunah. Hamamin b'Kadosh Baruch Hu karoy ve'lav yisborach. A person with emuna is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uvkirva zoi mitzad emuna. We speak about this closeness from the perspective of emuna. Ein tnai she'egam tzedek. There's no prerequisite that the person also be a tzedek. No. Karoy v'Hashem lechol kui re'av lechol ashe yikru'uhu ve'emes. Hashem is close to all those who seek Him out if they call out in truth. Im rak kui re'im elav yisborach. The person calls to Him. Kvaru karoy v'lakoy. It is really close. Rak tnai echad yesh bezeh. There's only one condition over here. Sheye kure be'emes, like the pasuk says. Lechol sheye kure be'emes. Tiyeh tefila soy mitoch emuna amitis ve'lo mitoch safek. The tefila has to come from true emuna and not out of doubt. V'yeh mispalel mitoch hida'al matzavo amiti. The person is to daven with an acknowledgement of where he truly is. Im ha'rasha retzel yischazos b'tefila soy ketzadik. If a rasha wants to pretend in his tefila that he is a tzadik, or he deludes himself, deceives himself into thinking that he truly is a tzaddik. That's called calling out in falsehood. Then Hashem is not close to him. But a rasha that doesn't delude himself, doesn't hide from himself. And also doesn't try to deceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to hide from him that he's a Rasha. And nonetheless he calls out to Hashem, who kurev be'emes. That's called calling out in truth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kurev eilav. Hashem is close to him. For Rashamu, Chazal say explicitly in Yalkut Tehilim Lamed Beis, Afilu Rasha Votech Bashem, Chesed Yaseh Vivenu. Even a Rasha, as long as he has Bitachin in Hashem, he is surrounded by Chesed. Emunah Chaya hi ha-ma'amid lechol tariag ha-mitzvah. This Emunah Chaya, this dynamic Emunah, is what holds all the tariag mitzvahs. Bechol Emunah amitis yesh tzelil dak shel dvekus Bashem. In every true Emunah, there's that. A subtle sound of cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of attachment. And it's that attachment in all levels, even a very low level, but that attachment, it says about that, Ne'emar ve'atem ha-devekim b'Hashem Elokechem chayim kulechem hayom, in Va'yeschanan. You who attach yourselves to Hashem have a chayus, a certain life that comes from attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'emunah chaya to'yem ha'adam kvar restaman shel ha-mitzvos kulan. In this dynamic Emunah with vitality, a person already tastes the tam, the taste of the mitzvois, shebechulan ganuz seyde chayim amitim. These mitzvois in which they encompass within them the secret of true life. Paragraph Gimel, mikol ha-sugiyah de-le'il mevu'ar, shazichiyah le-tariag mitzvois tliyah be-ma'amidim. From everything that has come, everything we've discussed thus far, it becomes apparent that earning the Tayag Mitzvois depends on these ma'amidim that the Gemara in Makois discusses. L'dor ha-midbar yu Tayag ma'amidim. They had 613 things that supported the Torah. Kol Tayag evere nishmeisem ayu bereim ushleimim umuchanim lekabel kol everes ha-mitzvat liyaboy. Every one of the parts, the organs, so to speak, of the neshamois was full, was strong, was robust, and able to sustain that mitzvah which is associated with it. In brackets, Re'ei b'sefer Haridim ha-meva'erech shekol mitzvah u'mitzvah tluya be'ever echad shel ha'adam. He explains how every mitzvah is associated with a particular part of the individual. So they had that. L'doyreis ha-ba'im kvar ne'eltzu limtzoi ma'amidim yaseo mitzumtzumim. For the coming generations, the Nevi'im and the leaders of the nation were forced to find more limited ma'amidim. And ma'amidim elehem midois, we've said this already. There are certain midois which can bear the weight of the mitzvahs. Ha-midois shebahen ha-adam nigash el ha-Torah. The midois with which a person approaches Torah, hem ha-keilim shebahen ha-mekabel shefa ha-chayus ha-gnuzah b'mitzvahs. Those are the utensils with which he can receive that chayus, that vitality which is inherent in the mitzvahs. Ha-ramban meveres ha-yesod hazeh la-pasuk, ושמרתם זכוכי סייבס משפוטי אשר יעשה עושם האדם וחי בוהם אני אשם. פרשס אחרי. So on this פסוק יקומן, זה לשנה הקדוש. ודע, כי חיי האדם במצווס כפי החנוסוי להם. He says that the person's love in the mitzvahs depends on his approach. Hachana here means his approach to them. And he enumerates what seems to be four levels. כי האויסה המצווס שלא לשמון על מנס לקבל פרס. That's one level. Person who is doing the mitzvahs loy lishmon, he wants to gain something out of it. Yichye b'ayin b'olam hazeh yamim rabim be'oisher uvinchosim. So that can bring in its wake what's associated with that type of performance is a lengthy life of wealth, of luxury. Ve'alzeh nemar uvismola oisher v'chavoid. The pasuk hints to it by saying on the left, in other words, shaloy lishma, there's wealth and honor. Upirishu, Chazal tell us, lamasmilim ba'oishe v'chavod. Those who are masmilim, approach it from that direction of shelo lishma. What's inherent in the Torah is at least wealth and honor. The next level, v'chen oisam ha'shem misaskim b'mitzvos al menas lizkois bein l'olam haba. So they involved in mitzvos in order to earn olam haba, shem ha'yivdim me'ir'a. We could call it ha'yivdim me'ir'a. It carries in its wake this tendency to be saved from certain consequences. The third category, so they're involved in mitzvahs out of love of Hashem properly as is supposed to happen And they engaged in Yizkiel HaMazakinan, and Yizkar Batera Bevashas in Bechuk Yisai. As the Torah mentions, for example, in Parshas Bechuk Yisai, V'yisig Lechem Dayish Es Batzir, describes a situation of plenty. Yizku Bo'ilam Hazeh Lechayim Tovim U'V'chayei Olam Haba Zechus Shelema Sham. They can earn both Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. There's an even higher level. V'ayizvim Kol Inanei Ha'olam Hazeh Ve'ina Mashgichim Alav Kilu Einam Ba'alei Guf. Those have no connection to Inanei Olam Hazeh. They live as if they do not possess a body. Their entire thought is limited to their creator. This is the prototype, a person like Eliyahu. So they can reach this level of living eternally in their bodies. As we see with Eliyahu, that he never died, he rises into Shemaim with this fiery chariot. We also know certain things to do with it through the received tradition as to how he's never died, he continues to function. The Midrashim also says that about Chanoich, that type of expression, he never died, he was walked into Gan Eden. And that's why the Psukim say that as a result of the mitzvois, the consequence is leman tichye ve'ha'arachta yamim. So you should live, kelashon yichlol minei achayim kulam, because that expression, leman tichye, encompasses all categories of life, a whole spectrum of life, different types and grades of life. Kulam kfi haroi lechol echad v'echad, as is appropriate for each individual. It's not all the same. The author paraphrases, kol adam miYisrael nigash lemitzvos be'ezo hachana panimis. Every individual approaches a mitzvah with some sort of internal preparation, even though he may not be aware of it. But he has some sort of approach. A person's ma'amin in Torah min ha-shamayim, he would approach the fulfillment of mitzvahs in order to fulfill what the giver of the Torah commanded us. Mishir asoy hi mitzvahs anashim milumada. Somebody whose yir'ah is, as the Navi describes it, mitzvas anashim milumada, something mechanical, technical. He fulfills a mitzvah seemingly out of habit. If you look inside the heart, they have some sort of anticipation, some sort of hope. It's not just, it's not truly a robot. A human being is never truly a robot. There's some anticipation in doing the mitzvah. Either the person deep inside anticipates it because he's doing this act, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him in Olam Hazeh. Or there's a certain anxiety in his heart. What will happen if he doesn't do it? How will HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish me? And that's what motivates him. Adam Gadol, Oyhev Satira, Mamash, Umitoch Avazah Hinigashel Hamitzvos. And Adam Gadol, that was a third category in the Rambam. That the great person who loves the Torah and approaches the mitzvahs from that ahava. Uchfi hachanas kol echad hu zecheh l'yadei mitzvahisav l'mashu kivamein. This is the remarkable statement. It's in accordance with that approach, that hachana, you're not really in the sense of preparation. It's in accordance with that approach, that he'll earn from the mitzvah what he anticipated from the mitzvah. Finally, karov me'od l'sha'ir. It seems very likely, he says, ki arba samadagos shel hachana shehizkir Ramban in hachanos le'arba chelkei ha'Torah, that these four levels that the Ramban explains in preparation, anticipation, approach, these are really approaches to the four parts of the Torah. They correspond somehow to the four parts of the Torah. Ha'achana mitzad oylam hazeh maspika lavi esadam levanas peshat ha'Torah. That approach, that anticipation from the perspective of olam hazeh is sufficient to allow a person to understand peshat ha'Torah. Ha'ratzon yizkos l'olam haba machshil levanas remez sheba'Torah. This hope, anticipation of earning olam haba qualifies one, enables one to understand the level, more subtle level of remez. Hanigash me ahava im iske olam hazeh. Person approaches the mitzvahs out of love of Hashem and still involvement in olam hazeh. Ze chelek chelek hadrash shalav nivnes ha-Torah shebal peh. So you can earn the part of drash upon which Torah shebal peh is built. All the innumerable drashos of Chazal. Ha-yizev kol inenei olam hazeh u'chilo in laguf. Somebody like Eliyahu Navi, with no attachment to olam hazeh at all, as if functioning as if he has no body, hu haroi lizkos le-Torah sa-seid. He can earn the part of Torah which is Soid. Each one of these categories has innumerable levels within itself. Each individual earns that grade of life of Torah which corresponds to his anticipation, his level. This is what we mean by Teras Chayim. Adkan.